Blog Talk Radio.
We have a show now. I'm going to be playing a song. And tonight's topic is going to begin with the verbal conflict of our radio host between people who are religious, atheist, or agnostic, and the disrespect that's been thrown around this last year regarding it. And the problem is that some people are so sure they're right and they're not in their non-religious point of view that it causes problems with other groups. And it's almost as bad as the position they take is almost as bad as the Taliban, in a sense, because they'll swear and they'll die and they'll kill for their belief. They will kill any type of people who are traditionally religious, who are not causing them problems. So I'm going to play a short song until our host call in. Thank you.
When we first arrived at St. Jude, it was just...
Shadow of men who sold their
I thought I'd play a peppy song tonight. It's the dividing line of the soul, the dark pursuit of the soul versus the enlightened pursuit of the soul. We got Don and John on the line. We will keep it casual in the beginning. The head topic tonight is how self, now this is not pertaining to you, Don. It's pertaining to somebody else. How self-arrogance / non-religious righteousness can destroy one's perspective. How can we all reason about our belief system without offending other people? And then I was going to bring up a topic that was going on in Afghanistan later. And we have Wade in the house, which is really great. So I'm going to bring all the hosts in, and we'll get started. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, sweetie. Hey, everybody.
Hi. Everything's good.
Okay,
I'm bringing people in one by one. Here's John. Hi, John.
Last week.
Yeah, it's going to go better than last week, okay?
Thank you.
I'm not going to condemn anybody in particular. John's
Thank you.
On the air. And here's Wade. Hi, Wade. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Hey, guys. Sure, yeah.
Hi. It's great to talk to
hey,
you.
Hey, Wade. What's
yeah,
up?
Hey, guys.
How
it's
was
been
your
a while.
Christmas, Wade? Did you, besides creating you created that Christmassy game. What else have you been up to?
Oh, I had the wonderful opportunity. I got to write a Christmas series for the church. We did it in 4 episodes, and I got to write their Christmas show that they did for the kids for like their children's church. So that was a wonderful honor and privilege, and what I love doing.
Did they videotape any of it?
Yeah, I'm waiting for him to get the last 2 episodes, but the first 2 episodes, yeah, he showed me the video. So we'd videotaped all the episodes.
You're really progressing in the last 2 or 3 years in your arts.
Thank
you're
you.
Doing
yeah,
exactly up your alley.
I've had some blessed opportunity, especially with the church and the team I work with. It's pretty awesome. Very blessed.
Were the 4 segments very long? Because I can't imagine kids doing more than like a 10-page sequel from week to week. Like, how long were the segments?
I think it was about 10 minutes each. Well, it was performed by adults and teenagers, so we had a mix of, including me. So we got adults, and we performed it for the children. It
That's great.
The children.
Oh,
the
I thought you meant
person,
the children were in it.
Later. No, just
okay,
the teenagers.
Okay, well, when you have
we
it ready
fun,
to
but...
be prompted, when it's on a platform that we can watch, we'll watch. So,
okay, great, yeah.
I'll bring you abreast, Wade. I don't know if Suzette's coming tonight, you guys, because I didn't hear from her, but I did earlier in the week. So I was in California in December. John and I went to see our former radio host, Suzette. Do you remember her, Wade?
I do, yeah. She had some good takes on a lot of stuff. Seemed pretty wise.
Yeah, she got into a personal medical situation, which paralyzed
her
from the waist down. Did you know
that?
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. I think
yeah,
I remember
hearing
about that.
Yeah, so now she's been bedridden 2 years now.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
It was terrible, but she has some remote hope. They are considering surgery, but as of this time, she can't walk, and so she's still in the same situation. But anyways, Don and I visited her face-to-face at her house. Now, tonight's topic, I'm just going to gleam over the first part because last week was kind of a disaster. I had just gotten back from California, and I reamed one of our co-hosts, you know what, because that co-host failed to provide certain precepts of his religious beliefs, and it turned into an all-out war. So we did have a host on the show named Pianke, and this week he insulted me twice on text, so I just asked him not to return to the show. He said, anyone who is religious is weak, and I refuse to be weak. And the last 30 to 60 days when he's come on the show, he's tried to renounce any major religion or any type of belief system that people hold dear to their hearts. So I'm not insulted by him. I just want it over. I can't keep coming on the show every week, and my show is religiously based at times, and it's also politically based. So I cannot do that again because it's just taken away the quality of Christians who are calling in. And we did have a good caller last week named Nathan. Now, Don, were you here for the Nathan episode? The guy from Florida?
From where?
Remember the guy from Florida that called in last week halfway through the show? And he was trying to make us all get together and, like, come to a central agreement.
Right, yes.
Yeah, so that turned out to be a good episode, even though it started out bad. So I'm just going to read my intro, and then we can all comment. And then I thought we could move into the Afghan topic, which I'll discuss when I get there, and then Iowa has the weakest showing of Republicans, at least in the national spotlight, that I've ever seen. Ramaswamy might have dropped out. Chris Christie did for sure. There was only two people on the stage, which was Nikki Haley and DeSantis, and they're almost in the single digits, and then Trump, who doesn't attend those debates. So for months on end, our co-hosts have had circular arguments about the validity history of the three major religions. One host completely discounted the existence of Abraham, Jesus, original Jews, Jewish homeland, and the like. He mentions the Middle East, and he talks about obscure gods from Egypt that no one really has any more knowledge or talks about centuries later. But he insists he is right. We are changing the intellectual landscape of the show to be inclusive of people with reasoning powers, but also not to take away our ministry or our outlook on how we tolerate Jesus haters. The last thing the former host said to me before being booted off the show is, I am not a religious person because religious people are weak. His purgatory
right.
Will be his own self-deception, and I was going to write a very strong conclusion, but I didn't. And he will see true despair someday. Now, I'm not the type of Christian to tell people they're going to hell, but I'll save that for John on the streets. So who would like to go first? You could either talk about your perspective on us having a radio show and how to approach it when certain people call in that don't agree with us, or you can talk about your own religious belief and why it's important to you, or you can talk about, you know, what your life philosophy is and why you stick to that credo. So who would like to go first?
Well,
Wade, why don't you
thinking,
go first since you're never
sure.
on the show?
All right, yeah, it's been a while. I missed all the interesting drama, didn't I? You know, it's not an uncommon point of view, this guy, you know, saying that religious, you know, there a lot of atheists see belief in God as like a coping mechanism or that people need a idea of an afterlife. I don't agree that it's the less intellectual, it's just a coping, you know, that it's a weak argument, but it's an assumption. But it's one that
you feel insulted by people in your direct ministry, and do you come across that if you're witnessing to someone?
I don't get too worked up, but, you know, because it's like, you know, you have to go from where people's point of view is. And in their mind, that's the way it is. You know, I don't know. I don't get too insulted, but, you know, I think it's a point of view that we will have to address. And maybe it is something, you know, we have to debate with people and we have to make our case. I don't think the people facing the lions and torture and death from the Roman Empire were, you know, those early Christians were definitely not weak people, I don't think. But it you know,
really
it comes from the
point.
Assumption that, yeah, you know, I think it's based on an assumption that there's no other reason to believe in an afterlife other than because you, as a coping mechanism. But I think there's a lot of preconceived notions that atheists have. You know, they have a very materialist idea of the world. You know, it's a mystery where we all come from, and we live in this world of complexity, and it's mind-boggling to think, where did it all come from? And I think to me, it takes more faith to believe that, you know, if it doesn't come from a conscious entity, then that means that something unconscious evolved into complex life. Non-life became life, and it's just hard. It's a lot harder for me to see that happening without any mind and purpose and thought
Plus,
behind it.
Don't you agree that the younger generation, like, they can go on the internet and get their sources from anything, whether it's YouTube or TikTok or, like, they have so many influences right now. It's just not one thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I was going to mention
one
fact that you said about that, like, facing the lions and all kinds of tribulation, the Christians.
Sure.
I was going to, I lost my train of thought, but one thing that I said that you liked, I'll bring it up after the next person goes because I can't remember how I was going to frame it. John or Don, will you go next? And I promise I won't hang up on you, Don, if you go next.
Go for it, Don.
All right. What was the question?
Now, I know you're not eating ice cream. What are you doing?
Eating dinner before I eat my ice cream.
Okay. Well, let me – I wanted to throw something in there that Wade said because – he is a tolerant person, and when I lived with him in North Hills, he has all different kinds of friends. But I think when you're – oh, I know what I was going to say. The other thing that offended me that our former host said is he was text messaging us about Sammy Davis Jr. or the other great black singer back in the 50s. I think it was Chuck Berry. I guess the Jewish people didn't want to book him when he was in the auditorium and they found out he was black. So they were going to, like, cancel his show. But instead of canceling the show, they took, like, 70% profit and left 30% for Chuck Berry. And then what happened was is Pianke was arguing that point, and then he said, why aren't the Jews acting like Jesus? Aren't they supposed to? You know, like he's saying the white Jews in New York. And I told them, listen, the Jews don't believe in Jesus. They don't think he's the Messiah. They're waiting for a new Messiah. And I said, it's okay if you're going to criticize a particular ethnic group or a particular religion, you don't even know the precepts of that religion. Like, I bet you he really didn't know that the Jews were waiting for another Messiah, not Jesus. So that's another thing that ruffled my feather. So I think the reason people get in arguments is because they're starting to harp on a topic they don't know that much about. So, Don, are you ready to go, or should I have John go next?
No, I remember what I was going to say about that. And you know what I always say, I don't understand why people spend so much time in religion, the biggest killer of everything, And the reason is, you know, that they need to be led. People are weak. Tiaki is right about religion. You are not supposed to spend most of your time, a lot of people do, spend most of their time figuring out something that they do not, the Bible says, that he cannot be understood. And yet we go through wars. And that was the...
That is a good perspective. But back when Nazi Germany went to war against, like, Norway and Belgium and stuff, they didn't go for religion. They went for a different doctrine that they were the superior race. And also it had, in World War One and World War Two, it was based on nationalism and re-strengthening national boundaries. Now, in the world we are in today in 2024, a lot of it is about religion, but it wasn't 60 years ago. It was a secular belief that they could expand their boundaries and conquer other countries.
Mm-hmm. Because they thought that they were a superior race.
Right, so that's kind of a dark spiritual point of view that Hitler had, but he framed it in a secular perspective. John, why don't put your general forethought into this discussion before we get too heavy into one person?
Well, because I wanted to mention that one thing is that I don't know exactly what you guys were doing in the back room, so to speak, but his perspective was like what I thought our show was more or less about, bringing different viewpoints to the table.
Well, in the past, Don, I'm not talking about our political shows. Like, remember we had that really good show on King Leopold and the African colonialism? He does fine on shows like that. But if I have a leading topic of a Christian or maybe Muslim or other point of view, and the topic is specifically geared to talking about, like we did one show called Reconciling Historical Jewish Doctrine, which meant why the Jews think they're entitled to the Promised Land. And it goes all the way back to the Torah and Old Testament. Then he'll get on the show and then he'll say stuff like, well, I don't believe the white Jews in Europe are real Jews, and they never had a Promised Land. He'll go on and on and on, and he'll just kind of deflate the whole topic before we get it off the ground.
But go ahead. That's you. That's us.
Well, then we did another show on banking on Christian promises, how wealth is created through a higher purpose. And that episode was about Christians who have prospered, not people like Joel Osteen, who teaches prosperity preaching, but we did it on how other Christians have prospered successfully with their doctrine. Well, anyways, you understand the gist. So now I'm going back to John and see what his point of view is.
Hello, citizens of the world.
Hey.
I believe I kind of like where Don was going with it. I think it is a show where we discuss different ideas, and I believe it's important to figure out ways to diffuse a person when they have a opposing view that gets volatile. I'll give you an example. I can light up any person that's a liberal by just saying one word. Trump, that's it, or election, or January 6th. Just say January 6th and watch the film begin. You can't even go two words into it, right? And people are going to blow up. Now, I have neighbors like this. I mean,
now,
they will scream.
Politics is not religion, though.
Well, it's a mix of things. So, but here's my point. There's certain people, which usually it's kind of on the liberal end. If you go down that rabbit hole, they're gonna yell, scream, say, I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to talk about it. And it's like, wait, we just started. I like talking about it. I don't even mind if they throw a jab or two, like a joke or something. I don't mind if it gets heated. It's passion. I love it. But the point is, a lot of people, they just have a shut off switch, and they want to walk away, and they want to discuss it. And so these people suddenly become non-human. Like, I can't, you know, they're neighbors, they're friends, they're coworkers or whatever. And with that group, I just throw that all out the door. Like, okay, we're going to talk about the weather, sports. And, you know, there's a whole life of things they do that have nothing to do with Hamas or, you know, China trade or Putin. It's like the most important thing is, okay, what did you have for breakfast today? I have no idea after what, how many years, 5, 10, 20 years, I don't know what Don eats for breakfast. I don't even know what he's eating for dinner. That's probably the most important thing he thinks about. I know I do. You know, what am I going to eat next?
Sweet potatoes and cabbage.
What was the first one? I heard sweet potato and cabbage. What was the first one?
Pork chop.
Oh, pork chops. So obviously you're not Muslim or Jewish, right?
That's the whole point. I'm middle down in the road, conservative, moderate.
And you're loving it. Now, how about, can I ask Wade, what did you have what was your best meal today? What's the most important thing you're going to eat?
I went to Spaghetti Factory. That was nice. I had
tortellini. Oh, my God. No, stay away from the carbohydrates. No carbohydrates.
We can't even discuss food. So what did you eat at the Spaghetti Factory?
Oh, they call it potpourri. They have like four different sauces. It's pretty cool. And I have them put it on tortellini instead of noodles.
Oh, potpourri. And then how about you, Jane Hoffman?
Good. That's a little better.
What's the question? What's your favorite thing to eat or spice?
Well, just today, what was the most important thing you ate or the thing you were like excited about or, you know, whatever?
Today?
What was you most upset? Yeah, today. Yeah.
Today I was excited because I worked overnight, and I could sleep in till 3 in the afternoon. But I also had a food highlight of the day. Donna took me to my favorite restaurant, Sir Benedict's, and I had butternut squash soup and a tuna melt.
Oh, nice. Now, for me, there's a couple things. I had roast beef from Ralph's, right? Frozen department. It's already cooked, but thaws out because I'm Joe Van. I don't want to cook anything, and I don't want something that's not cooked in advance. So I had that, and it was, you know, like little paradise. I got the little juice with it, and I got some Ezekiel bread, and I've got my little blender of blueberry, and I kind of mixed in some ginger and some cayenne pepper, just a little, and it's very good for the blood. And it's because this COVID thing that going around now, I think it's what, J something something. The point is, in California, if the rates go up another week or two, they're going to enforce masks again, and we're going to go back to lockdown kind of state. So it's really important to keep your health up. But the bigger point of what I was making is that with all these people, that I had this orange wall, right, this orange barrier. I couldn't talk about anything in life. Now, you know, we talk about sports, music, favorite band, you know, the latest thing at the Santa Monica Pier or whatever, and I have a great time. Like, I'm living life, and they know where I believe. I know what they believe. They're never going to change. And that's okay. It's like, let's live life, you know, and the rest, and then when they want to delve into it, we can delve into deeper water. But that's kind of my input today about stuff. I learned a lot about food habits here.
So if we eat different foods that we like, what's the point of your statement right now?
The point of my statement is we're talking about unifying the world, world peace, people fighting and at war, right, over an interpretation of this or that, ready to kill each other. They killed Jesus. The most religious people of his day, the Pharisees, incited the crowd and delivered him to be crucified just over interpretation, like he says he's the Messiah, they say he's not. The point is that there's a whole relationship we can have, like with Pianchi or Don, or Wade, where we have these walls of just like, he's going to, you know, we talk about race. Like, like, oh, I'll throw one out. Book of Clarence, and that just came out this week. It's like kind of like The Life of Brian, and it's an alternate thing where it's basically a brother man, a black man in Rome at 33 A.D., and Jesus is walking around, and he's thinking, I'm poor, I got to hustle, I owe money, I'm an atheist, I smoke weed, they try to modernize it, going to strip clubs, and basically he thinks the only way out, because he has a gambling debt, he borrowed money, is to become a Messiah. It's called the Book of Clarence. It's going out in the theaters, major.
I know, and who profited from it?
You mean
I was
the makers
distracted
of the movie?
For a second.
Okay.
Pardon?
The you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, as far as who's the writer of the film, it's Sony, I believe, is releasing it. And Sony, by the way, trivia, owns Vivo. So when you go to YouTube, all these little bloggers and stuff and independent people, they use YouTube. But the major artists like Michael Jackson, well, he's dead, but all the major artists that are out there, they release on Vivo, which is independent of that, owned by Sony. And so it's interesting.
Well, people release things on a lot of different platforms, John.
I understand. I'm saying when you have 1 billion hits, you're not releasing it on anything but Vivo.
Okay, yeah, I know what Vivo is, and there used to be another multimedia one. It was called something else. I'll have to look it up.
Right. So you get into the belly of the beast. But, kind of going back to this stuff, a lot of things – We lose track of communicating and healing each other because we have a built-up wall. And it's like once you knock down that wall, we can live life, not kill each other, and communicate. And if they respect us, they got restored relationships, Because I realize it's a battle strategy. I'm going to lose them as a person if I pursue down a strict political front. Their values are different. They're never going to agree with me,
I do have one general question, though. There are negative people on the Internet. Like I saw this one lady write, I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook, but she said, I learned everything I ever wanted to know about Muslims after the day after 9/11. So there's a lot of Americans that think all Muslims like to kill and that's their goal. So it's hard to deal with extremists on both sides. You know what I mean? Like the way she could have phrased it is that I believe most, let's say she was still ignorant, she could say, I believe all Muslim countries are anti-Semitic and their goal is to eliminate Israel. That's probably a half-truth statement, but then there's just plain old Muslims trying to live their life. And I just super, the reason people get mad in the old days, I would say I don't get my feathers ruffled about Trump anymore if you say his name. I'm probably going to ignore the topic if I was Choku citizen, but the thing is there's so much extremism in the world. This is even way beyond the religious stuff we were talking about, that people get turned off really easily by really extreme viewpoints. So I know you have friends on Facebook from high school that can't stand the fact that you're pro-Trump, but I think most people now, that train has left the building. Nobody's even amped up for this election except for the Trumpsters themselves. I really don't want a repeat election. I'd rather have, even if Joe Biden didn't run, I'd rather have neither of them run. I'd rather have two offbeat candidates take the center stage.
Well,
so what I'm saying is that people get triggered by certain topics, but I'm so done with the Trump story that it doesn't trigger me anymore.
Well,
I think our government...
The only problem is the Trump story isn't ending, right? Right now...
I think the courts are useless.
Now.
They have no power. Even if they want to convict Trump, They have no power to get rid of him. And there's two states that have taken action against him.
I could actually counterpoint that. He's in court today. He was taken off the ballot. What are you talking about, Jane? Take off the ballot in two states, and they're going to keep going. It's going to steamroll.
That's what I meant. Those are relevant topics.
He's in court right now fighting for the right just to be on a ballot. So, yeah, there are people.
And I don't feel sorry for him.
Well, that's fine that you have that viewpoint. You're free to. But, you know, again, you have – and Hunter Biden, right? He has a subpoena to testify, right? And he's yakking out in front of going on.
All right, but
I'm
going to stop this. You can talk about this for 2 minutes, but we're going back to our original topic.
Correct.
Right. Because I didn't get to my next topic yet, which is Afghanistan.
Okay.
You can talk about it the last half of the show. Okay, we have everybody on track. We were doing really great.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about him now except for when we get to our Iowa topic because
That's
it's going to be
I'm
20
saying.
Below zero on caucus day, which is probably going to reduce the voters who come in person by 50%.
Well, I'll let you go, Triggerhead. I'm just saying that as far as you said no one cares about it, and the minute I mentioned – Trump, you're like, oh, I don't care. I don't want to hear about it. Let's leave the subject.
I don't think he's relevant anymore, and I don't think he will be on the ballot.
Well, you just said he's not relevant. He's the leading candidate, and Joe Biden's the leading candidate in the Democratic. He's as relevant as you could possibly be, and the whole liberal establishment is gangpiling to stop him at any cost, life or death. You don't think he's relevant? Why won't they be?
You're going to laugh in my face. Biden and Trump are neither one of them are relevant. They're behind the times. And we need someone with swagger like Ramaswamy or
I like Ramaswamy.
The way Pete Buttigieg used to be before he or Bernie Sanders before he got hijacked by Biden. I want someone with who has something real to say, not just throw their weight around.
When you say relevant, you mean as hip as relating to the common person, but what I'm saying relevant also means someone who's sending billions of dollars to Ukraine, right, and getting us ready to World War III. We're letting 8 million people in 3 years come across our border and doing nothing. You don't think that's relevant? That's so freaking relevant to our whole economy.
It would be relevant if we were on that topic right now.
Okay,
the U.S. is planning to cut the Ukraine, spending so much that stigmatized war that's been at a stalemate now for 2 years is going to be a non-topic a year from now.
Well, the point I'm saying, if the Soviet Union, who aligns with China, and they drop a few nukes, or Iran starts shooting some missiles at Israel and starts Armageddon, you better believe that's the most relevant thing in the history of the world.
Israel and Gaza are 110% relevant. Ukraine is swimming in a circle, and nothing's getting solved.
John.
Yes.
Don't ruffle her feathers, please.
I'm saying she's feather ruffle.
I pay for the show every week, and the reason there's two. I'm just going to say this, and then I'm changing the topic. I don't think Trump is that relevant because he hasn't showed up for any of the debates. He refuses to follow any kind of political tradition. Secondly,
so he shows up to none of the debates.
I don't care one fucking shit about him. He's a piece of shit.
Think about the poll.
I'm not biased. I think the people who vote for him are dumb.
Jane.
What?
Jane,
you think I'm dumb?
All you people are dumb. All you people are dumb. Now, think about this. Think about the pole vault or the long jump. Okay, these athletes can, if they out-jump their competition by so much that they don't even have to take their second or third jump. You remember track? track and field.
Yeah.
They don't even have to.
Yeah,
that,
at least with the athleticism, you can see their talent right on the field.
No, there is just the same thing. Donald Trump is so far in the lead that he does not have to do anything else to win the nomination. All he has to do is sit there and look freaking mean.
Well, good for Donald Trump, but I think
Nazi, probably, but
I think America
that.
Should care more about
Donald.
Healthy. Okay, I don't want to talk about him till the end of the show because he's annoying.
This is the point.
I'm gonna start muting people if they keep talking about him. It's a warning.
If you mute me, I'm not coming back on the show. If you're gonna play little Hitler, you want to have a show. You talked about everyone should be kumbaya
stop
and talking about stuff. Then you conclude.
John, you know what? You're hijacking
dumb.
The show.
No, I'm not hijacking the show. We were talking about how we can all get along, and you asked me how did it relate by asking about people's food choices. And then you said, oh, Trump is irrelevant, and that I'm dumb for voting or thinking of voting for him. It's
not you, the general public.
No, you believe that. You think he's a piece of crap, right? And
I do. I think that his ship has already sailed. He's already had his peak popularity. He was upset about losing, and I think he should now retreat from the public media and the active political scene.
I
think his ship
is
in trouble.
If not, it's Biden.
All right, the
James
point
decided.
Is we're changing the topic. I'm not going to mute anybody, but I'm not going to talk about this for an hour because I have Wade on the line, and I want to treat him nice. The next topic is Afghanistan, and I have a relevant question for this. So now that we left, the Taliban is taking 11 to 16-year-old girls out of school and beating them if they don't wear the right kind of hijab in their perspective. So they don't have any civil rights. These men can come in, and this one girl talked about how she was thrown in a paddy wagon, and they hit her legs with a stick. And then I'm not sure if they took her to jail or dropped her off at her house, but she's already wearing a hijab. They don't respect what kind of hijab she was wearing. And my point is that usually and oftentimes when an indigenous political group retakes over their country, like let's say the Native Americans won back control of America, and they wouldn't beat up their own people. And I don't understand why the Taliban is tormenting their own people and treating them worse probably than Russia and the American soldiers did. So can somebody comment on that?
I don't think I agree. People in power will continually – what makes peace among a group is when an outsider is a threat, right? So, like, before the Europeans came over – the Native Americans were way at each other. You know, like, look at how the Aztecs were slaughtering people. So when you have the outside group removed, no, then the people left behind are at each other even more than – because they no longer are
united. You mean like there's a power gap? There's a power gap, so the civilian life is more conflicted?
Well, there's always going to be – I mean, I think there's always going to be – you know, people are always – there's always going to be one group against another. I think what would have united the people is when there's an outside threat, people become more united. Before the Europeans came, the Native Americans were – there was no concept of Native Americans. They were all different groups. They were at each other just as much as the European groups were. So you're talking about the people in power, the governments and stuff. I mean, governments are always abusive to their own people. That's just like, I mean, that's throughout.
Well, it's
I think
just
that's
such, in that case, it's the negative religion, the Taliban, because they're attacking women and the women aren't always, they're not even the power shakers in Afghanistan.
Yeah, but that's Afghanistan. Worry about America. Women are not equal. I brought in the ERA in Nevada. I have helped it pass. I've been fighting women's rights since Gloria Steinem. I've marched with Gloria Steinem, Gloria Allred, Bella Abzug, a couple of times when I was a teenager, and that women still are not treated equally. You know, the Republicans don't even talk about it, how they that's just normal procedure is to relegate women to second-class status. That's just how
I mean, I think men are treated unequally more so. Like, I think the ERA would be more of a benefit to men. Men still have to sign up for the draft to even vote.
Right.
Well, men get harsher sentences, get less custody for their children. So, like, I would love an ERA because I think, like, thank you. Like, that's, I agree with that. Let's get an ERA.
Well, I bought it here in Nevada, and I've been trying to bring it nationally for, I mean, up to nationally. Right now we have 38 states. That's what we needed for us to present it to the Congress. And the only thing, the problem is that it's past the deadline. So the deadline was back in 1973, so it has to be renewed with the state petitions already in place, and then we can proceed with trying to get an equal rights amendment. So, you know, they still got
John,
a lot of...
John, there was a specific reason I brought it up, because in general, nobody has any control in Afghanistan anymore. Half the population is going hungry. The humanitarian aid people...
America's stupid.
No, I'm trying to say the reason I got...
No,
John,
reason,
wait.
The reason... You don't listen.
The reason I got upset about it, because I was listening to NPR late at night on the way to work, and this poor girl is being thrown in a paddy wagon, getting her legs beat up because someone doesn't like her hijab. It's, you know, it's a big issue. They're never going to solve it, because no superpower is ever going to go back in that country and save them.
Sure they will, but they don't want to. It's a desolate rock country. That's as close to the moon setting in Afghanistan as you'll find on Earth. But you're not getting it. Women in Afghanistan are being treated very well compared to anywhere else in the world. The women in frickin' North Korea just get killed just because. China.
Why would you say that, Don?
They kill their babies. They don't want girl babies. They kill their babies. Naturally, just normally. You've got people...
Okay, I don't know anything about that. My topic was narrowed to the kind of... The thing is, Tom, that's gross.
Honey,
and if they kill their babies, why are there women... Why are there 8 to 15-year-old women wearing hijabs if all the women are killed?
No, they're not killed. They're abused. Not killed. They need them.
I just think it's a fucked up country. But first of all, it's such a mountainous country. The U.S. had a hard time getting all their equipment there. Secondly,
it was non-winnable.
Yeah, I know they have tons of stuff they left behind. There's a documentary on Netflix. It's 4 parts where they interview American military personnel and how everything went wrong there. So can I talk to you guys about stuff? Yes, I just think it's tragic that 2 superpowers were in that country. Nothing got solved. Now it's worse. And if the Taliban had any ethics at all, they could make it into a better country.
We gave them weapons, yeah. That's the issue. We gave these people weapons, and massive weapons.
Yeah, and the radio segment...
Don,
the radio segment said that the Taliban's still doing business with, like, China and stuff, and they're overlooking the way women are treated.
God. Mm-hmm. They don't have to wear a hijab just in Afghanistan. They have to wear a hijab all over the world. But the thing is, you have missed, and the reason I say people are stupid, our leaders, everybody, since day one, Adam and Eve, you have a vacuum. Whenever you are fighting something or own something, possess something, whatever, and you leave it, there is a vacuum that has to be filled. And so it's going to be natural. Some of the biggest vacuums South Vietnam. They had right now the whole place is atomic. You know, that's there are vacuums everywhere, and this is no new thing. You people act so dumb because this is simply metamorphosis.
Don, you've broken your credence three times tonight.
This is metamorphosis.
I said you have one rule to be on my radio show. You can't come on the air and say all you people are stupid.
You are.
So are you going to keep saying it?
This is normal.
Are you going to keep saying it?
Why are you fighting it? Why are you fighting it? Why?
You can say that.
This
is normal behavior. You can phrase your speech and say, I think these people are stupid because. But don't call us stupid.
No. Everybody's stupid. You don't get it. You don't get that natural things happen. Natural things happen. Vacuums happen. When people eat wrong food, they change their metabolism, their body, their hormones, they change. The ages change. Useful equipment, R&D changes. It all changes. It changes. So this is only natural. The worst thing in the world is for all these people to be on stupid people, to be on data and social media. It's dehumanizing people. It's killing people, but yet they're calling it progress.
Can I shift the topic for a second?
First,
we have Wade on the line who he hasn't gotten to talk that much, but I have to mention something to you guys. We were only a half hour into the show. Now we're 45 minutes. Can you guys, Don and Wade, individually as my former friends and present friends, can you understand why I don't want John to bring up Trump in the beginning of the show?
Each of you go one person first, another person second. You brought it up, Jane. You brought up his name. I can't even stand.
No, I said that we're
going to
talk about the Iowa caucuses later in the show and how there's hardly any candidates left. John brought it up when he said he can talk about any religious topic to any Christians or non-Christians, but when he brings up the name Trump, everybody goes flying. So I didn't bring it up. He brought it up.
Just listen to the tape and see. You know,
all right, the other thing is he hung up, and
yeah,
I didn't mute him.
No. Okay.
John hung up because I want to tell you guys something. In the last 24 hours, he's gone off the rails. He has a former girlfriend who is stranded in Texas that he wants to she begged him to come and pick her up because she ran out of money. Then she started calling me. And she's borrowed thousands of dollars from him. I'm not going to bring up his personal business, but I am right now. So I told him to dump her as a friend because she keeps sponging off of him. Then yesterday I was at a restaurant paying the waiter, and he hung up on me because he didn't think I was listening to him. So him and I already made up, but I don't want to talk about Trump, and I'll tell you guys why, and then I'll be done with the topic. I don't think he belongs in politics anymore. He's run his course of successfulness. And whatever he's trying to prove to running 4 years later, that's really phenomenal if he could pull it off and become president again. And that's a phenomenon in itself. But the fact of the matter is I find the guy offensive and disruptive to American society. Now, Wade, I know you're a conservative, so what's your point of view?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really consider myself a conservative. I think I just don't agree with the craziness on the left, and that makes me, I kind of feel like, you know, if you either want to talk about them or not, it seems like you're spending a lot of time talking about why you don't like him, and then I think
maybe
it'd be fair to let...
Well, I'm upset he hung up on the show because I told him... He could discuss it later when we're on the Iowa topic.
Okay. Yeah. Well, fair enough. I mean, and the subject does dominate a lot of times. Sometimes I just like to talk about other things.
Yeah, we could talk about something else. I only had one topic left anyways besides Afghanistan. It was usually there's 6 or 7 running mates going into Iowa, the first caucus, and we only have Nikki Haley, DeSantis, who's not popular at all, and then the invisible Trump who doesn't show up on any debates because he doesn't think he has to.
Well, I think, Don, I agree with what Don was saying about that. There's a good point of, like, well, yeah, like, does he have to? It's going to be between Biden and Trump, it seems pretty clear. So, I mean, maybe it seems stupid to vote for Trump, but, you know, me not voting for Trump is voting for Biden.
Right, like, people are pissed off at Biden for the Ukraine and the border, but I don't want to – I'm not the kind of I have a master's in political science, but I'm totally disenfranchised with the two-party system. Like, I wish
I mean, those are bundled, but his ministry, like, his ministry of truth, like, you know, the whole censorship thing on the left is a big deal to me. The left not being supportive of, like, due process and believing that people should just, like, well, I think the person's guilty, so just punish them already. Like, that's a big issue I have with the left.
It's taken a long time to take Trump down even. It's 4 years later, and they haven't nailed him for one thing.
Maybe that's because they keep trying to, you know, they're picking him and they're trying to find a crime instead of, you know, getting here's the crime, let's see who's guilty. They're like, well, he must be guilty, now let's find a crime. You know, maybe these aren't sound legal things that they're going after him. From what I've heard, I don't think they're very good cases. And are they going after him because he's a criminal, or are they going after him because he stands up against the people in power?
They're going up against him because all of the traits that he's presenting right now are straight from the Nazi playbook. He has exhibited mob behavior that he has Mein Kampf on his bedroom table. That's what Donald Jr. said a decade ago. This man, he said he's going to be a dictator. Do you want the Constitution destroyed? Because I do. I mean, most all African Americans do. We can draft a new Constitution, and then we can start taking over his shit. But if you want a man who says he wants to a constitutional convention, he wants to be a dictator even for one day, what is that, Wade? What is that?
Okay, but that's the assumption. I don't understand this argument. This is the assumption the left keeps coming. But you're assuming the part that's debated. You're assuming he said what? That he wants to be a what rights is
he
going after?
People are listening to him.
But that's not the
point. In what way does he?
He said it.
In those words, how did he say it?
Wade, come on, man.
All right, do you have a video clip? No, come on, it's not an argument. Send me a video clip.
Send it, look it up yourself. It's right there. All you have to do is say,
all right,
Trump dictator. But I mean, yeah, that's all you have to do is say that, and you'll see. He said he'd be a dictator, and then he said, he pared it down and said, at least for one day. The first day I get off.
Oh, that, I don't even, that was just.
Don, could you repeat what Wade was questioning? Could you repeat what Wade was questioning?
He wasn't questioning anything. He just didn't believe or have any information or knowledge of Trump saying that he wanted to be a dictator.
All right, but then he went on to say he's gonna get rid of all the things Biden did and do all this stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't think he meant dictator. You know, here's the thing I keep asking people, and I'm not clear of what.
Stop. Wait. It's not what you
what
meant.
What does Donald Trump not want to let us do?
You guys, Don, stop. Don, you're getting offended. He's just asking questions.
Okay
Don?
Ahead.
Yeah.
So play nice.
You have to take turns.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead, Wade. What was your next comment?
What is Trump? Now, I can list things that the Democrats are trying to stop us from being allowed to do. Freedoms they want to take away. What freedoms is Donald Trump or the Republicans trying to take away? What are things that we get to do and they don't want us to be allowed to do? That's what dictators do. They don't allow you to do things that you want to do.
Right, and we haven't been able to do anything at all. I mean, but work, the his jobs opened up a lot of things because we put the tariffs on the Chinese, so we had to depend on ourselves for a while. But
okay.
our supply chain was beat up. Our tariffs were beat up. Right now, we're paying more money for thus fewer goods because we messed up our own supply lines to China. However, because it is a communist country, we should be glad to be paying more money for stuff that we made or that we were able to export from other people and save money from our Chinese contracts. So we're we're in a plus. And right now everything is going well. We're having stock market highs. Everybody is making money. I don't get it. That, you know, peace can allow for prosperity. It can allow for people to concentrate on work, R&D, getting things done. When you're at war, you have one, you know, basically one or two major besides, and the second is survival, simple and plain and simple.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
When you got, you know, but we've got people going over there. You saw them bombing Yemen today. You know, we're starting to bomb these people. And we don't know. It's all for defense, and that's important. That's crucial. But in terms of how we treat everybody, it's bad how much we destroy more than we create. We should be creating, and that's not what we're doing because we're too busy fighting
Absolutely.
Each other and talking about. You know, talking about each other, judgment. That's what, you know, that's what's happening with this show. There's some fucking judgments that people are making that really are destroying relationships. And, you know, I can understand.
All right, John,
like
I'd like to comment on that. Pianki was
just
on
like
our
I
show
said,
a year
change,
and a half.
Change is inevitable. So get over it, Jane.
You know what? It's my. Are you sending me $23 this month to pay for Blog Talk Radio?
I didn't say that.
I can have discretion over my own show, and when people
I didn't,
not you.
I didn't say you couldn't. I didn't say you couldn't. I've been on here long enough to know that I've been.
I tore you a new. You know what? On one show after 13 years, so you can get over it. I think I heard your feelings, and I apologize.
Well,
but I was just going to tell you one thing, Don. Okay, Pianki,
yeah,
and you're not the only one. You've actually said this yourself. Pianki was a troll. He would come on the show a couple times. He brought his cronies, and he would come in and try to discredit us. He was even on Suzette's show called Spreaker. On the website Spreaker, and he's been on. Everybody in the BTR community knows him, and I gave him multiple chances. And one time I blocked him for 2 weeks, and then I let him back in, and we apologized. But the fact of the matter is, he has done things to directly sabotage us.
And I know it. And that's why, yes, you're right. I said it. I know. I was right.
You were the first person to point it out in the last year.
Right. I pointed it out right from the start.
So I want to tell you guys one thing about John. Is he's my best friend, and I spent time with him in L.A. in December. But as far as his conspiracy theories and his love for Donald Trump, who is antisocial and not a mainstream politician, I cannot relate to John's point of view on that. I can't relate.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Be honest about why not, right? I mean, people, we have different opinions, and a lot of us can't relate to certain beliefs other people have. That's okay.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's okay.
By the way, Wade,
but
are you still substitute teaching?
I am, yep.
Yeah, I'm doing it too, and now I have a job interview on Friday for a permanent para job because I need. They cut off my health care at the county because I make too much money, so I'm going to take a permanent job in the school.
Nice. All right, good.
So are you going to continue to sub, or are you going to look for a permanent job?
I don't want to do a permanent teaching job, but maybe I'll do – I'd like to get some land and run a business off it, like selling access to events or do labyrinths. People can pay to go through a labyrinth or something
cool.
like that. Maybe do an Airbnb and have labyrinths at the Airbnb. Something interesting.
Like, that would take
I'd
a
like
lot of
do.
Building and investment, right?
Mostly because of the because of the red tapers. I think if I could just go and build, it wouldn't cost that much. But because of the red tapers, that's what's going to cost a lot. So that's why I get into politics and try to get red tapers out of office so people can do more creative stuff without having to spend all their money appeasing red tapers.
I think, Don, one thing about you is when it comes to most topics like politics and local politics, you're right on point. And I don't really have much against you, but thank you, Wade, for sharing that. I don't know about buying land or starting a business, but I was just going to say to both of you, like, I can handle moderates, but I actually don't give two craps about politics anymore, unless a dark horse won. Like someone, that short guy from Texas who ran it under when Clinton was running. Like, if a dark horse won the race, then I would care.
Okay, yeah. I like Ramaswamy.
So anyways, you guys, we're going to do our conclusions now, and I have to work at 8 in the morning, so who wants to go first?
Did you want to go first, Don?
Go ahead, Wade.
Okay.
You haven't been here
before. Sure, appreciate it. What were some points? Yeah, I don't like tyranny. I don't want tyranny. I could be wrong. I want to hear arguments. I feel like right now the Democrats are more trying to take freedom away. But if I find out that if someone opens my eyes and I find out that's not the case, I will, you know, definitely switch sides. But I want to vote for the people that give us freedom. I like freedom. Like building creative things, making labyrinths, and I want people to be able to do buildings in new ways and society in new ways, and I want to get rid of the politicians that want to keep us away from doing that. Women are treated awfully in the Middle East. I think feminists should be concerned about the people, girls being beaten for the hijabs and stuff, not wearing them.
Can you move to a secret room where there's no noise?
I would
love
an ERA.
Yeah, go ahead, Wade.
I think an ERA would actually, in America, in the Islamic countries, it would benefit the women more. It would benefit the men greatly in America. And if they had the ERA, they'd have to get rid of the draft because the draft is not treating men and women equally. And they're not going to start
drafting women, and they shouldn't. They should get rid of the draft. It's an immoral program. And so I think I'm going to be stuck between voting for Trump or Biden. I think those will be our choices because obviously there's no clear person that's going to compete for either party with those
unless
two.
Joe Biden dies or Trump, there's not going to probably be anything different.
Right, unless one of them dies because there's just no, you know, I don't know. I just think it's like maybe people have to be kind of corrupt to get into these positions. I mean, I don't want to assume that, but it's like Ramaswamy seems great, but we just don't get a lot of people that are just really going to do the right thing. If I were in power, I would get rid of in Arizona. If I were in charge of Arizona, I'd get rid of the laws that charge people, that tax people for defined the permit fees for installing solar stuff. I would try to make more freedom. And I don't want to go on
good.
That. We're almost done. I'll let Don go.
Don, you're next.
Yes. First of all, Wade, more than likely neither one of them is going to run, Trump and Biden. So I don't think that either one's going to make it through the November election. But the main thing is that, I mean, there was a lady that came on TV the other day. Today is Sunday, I believe. And she was telling us, nice blonde, blue-eyed lady, telling us that there's one elephant in the room that nobody's talking about, and that's what I've been talking about for probably about 4 or 5 years now to the public, but I've known it forever, that around 2045-ish, we're going to be a minority-majority country. That means that we're going to have dark folks all over the place, and white folks, hardly. And so we're looking at a change, a fundamental change in America. And it's being exacerbated by the immigration problem. And remember that immigration, half of the immigrants are coming in through Mexico, and the other half are coming in on blowing Dreamliners through Canada and Washington, D.C., so, those doggone Norwegians. But you've got to keep that in mind. That we're going to be changing demographics in the next few years. And if people don't treat anybody right, we are going to be in a civil war. And, that's going to be something we just have to deal with when it comes, unless we prepare for it. And we're not doing that. And that blonde, blue-haired, a blue-eyed lady said that we better start preparing for it. I agree with her 100%. So that's my conclusion. Get ready and just enjoy the
okay,
enjoy
I only have
life.
A two-minute conclusion. I've been disenfranchised with American politics since Bush v. Gore in 2000. However, we had some excitement with Obama running. And we went through a lot of traumas in American history with the weapons of mass destruction thing under Bush Cheney and the unorthodox behavior of Donald Trump. And honestly, I shouldn't really run a political show when I don't care about the presidential race. I care more about local races. But I don't want another candidate to come in there, and I just want people who are running for office who are sincere, who care about their value system, somebody like Elizabeth Warren. And I don't want a big mega star like Donald Trump who really only cares about his own publicity in there. And I enjoyed the conversation at the beginning of the show where people were talking about their general belief systems and how they react to people who don't agree. And I liked the conversation on Afghan women, but now I alienated, I don't know if I did, but John feels alienated by anybody who doesn't want to talk about Trump. And I really don't care about Trump. I, I wish he went to a Singapore island and just, I wish he was just a little bit humble. I don't care about his political clout. You're right. I don't really want to hear about him. There's other issues in the world that are grave, like the Hamas-Israeli war that affects the whole Mideast. And I'm just thankful tonight that we had four callers. And with that, I'm going to close the show. All right.
All
so
right.
See you guys
Sounds
next
good.
Time. And wait, I'll try to keep up with your artistic stuff. Okay.
Oh, I'll send you the link for last year's show that we did. Is on YouTube, the whole thing. So it's an hour, the whole show.
Yeah, you can either send it to my Facebook Messenger or my email is politicsofdissent@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll probably just send it on Facebook. It'll be easiest.
Yeah,
right,
just send
we'll
it to my Messenger, okay?
Yeah, maybe
All right,
if
have
I get
a great
on
night,
next week,
Don, and
hear what
thank
you
for behaving, Don.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll see you,
Okay, good night.
See you, Don.
Bye.
Good night.
Good night, Wayne.